You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In the first two parashiyos, Bereishis and Noach, there's no mention of Klal Yisrael. Bereishis talks about Adam HaRishon and the first generations of the world until the flood. And Noach talks about the flood, the Ramambul and the Dor HaFloga. And only at the end of Noach do we make mention of Avraham Avinu being born and traveling with his family to Eretz Canaan. And then only in Lech Lecha do we find Kodesh Baruch Hu introducing us in a manner of speaking to Avraham Avinu. And the first pasuk is the first communication of Kodesh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. And the Rabbinim Mipshischa has a number of fascinating and far-reaching important diukim in this first pasuk, which is the focus of this week's share. The pasuk reads, V'emar Hashem al Avraham, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham, Lech lecha ma'arzecha u'meiladecha u'mibeis avicha ela oretz asher arecha. So we can ask the following questions. Why was this the first tzivui, the first command of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and communication to Avraham Avinu, that he should travel to the place which a Kodesh Baruch Hu will show him? Why couldn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu have told him the place to begin with? And why does the Torah have to emphasize this? So one of these diukim, which is not the main focus of this year, is that there is siyata d'shmaya, special help from above, and we find this not only in the Torah, but we find this in Sipur Tzadikim, that we have to do the tzivui first, and the s'chus of doing that tzivui will enlighten us that we should see and understand things, including the reason why we were sent. So that's l'chore, in a nutshell, why the tzivui is first go, and then I'll show you where you have to go. But what was the main focus, the main purpose of this travel? So the Sefer Siach Sa'afei Kodesh brings down from one of the Talmidim of Rav Simcha Bonim, Oma she'isa b'svarim ha'kdoshim, she'riyas p'nei ha'tzadik me'er enei odom u'moisiv das, that the countenance of a tzadik, being able to look at the face of a tzaddik, it brings light and understanding to the person that beholds it. Understanding of Kedusha. Alkein Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Shekavanosa Sheyelech Lamokim Ashuru Roitze Lahanus Ponuf Pnei Tzaddik Lanosha. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that the countenance of Avraham should be seen by many people. He should travel so that he should be seen. V'zeh Tevis Areka Hainu Asher Ere Oysom, that the other people should behold him. And he continues, Shistaklus pnei hatzadik hu gadol u'moyel l'kedusha. To be able to behold the countenance of a tzaddik is of great value to the person who is beholding it, and it enables the person who is looking to achieve kedusha. A number of gemuras are brought down to emphasize this point, which is personified by a very important pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed, pasuk Chuf. Part of that pasuk reads, "V'hoyu einecha royis es meirecha," that your eyes should be able to look upon the countenance of your teacher. And as I said a moment ago, that this has very far-reaching implications. There's a number of gemuras that focus on this pasuk, that just looking at the face of the tzaddik increases the Havana of the Torah that is being learned from the Rebbe. Even though Poshet Pshat, it seems in this pasuk, which the Mefarshim bring down over there in Yeshaya, that Einecha Royis Es Meirecha means primarily that in the time of Mashiach, that Klal Yisrael will be elevated so that each person will be able to interface with the Shechinah HaKadoshah, with Hashem himself, Kiviyochel, and we will be able to the Mekabel, the Torah from a Kodesh Baruch Hu directly, and Meirecha is our teacher, but it refers to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's Pashat Pshat. But we see in the Gemara that it also refers to our interfacing with Tzaddikim, that it's not just enough to hear the words of the Tzaddik. Great benefit is achieved by beholding his countenance. Now, this piece of Siach Sa'afei Kodesh is a classic type of Polish Torah, Siddish Torah, that there's a tremendous amount of material condensed, and it's worthwhile for all those who have access to the Sefer to look it up, because there's way more here that we can cover in this very brief shir. But I do want to add another point or two from this Torah, that Reb Simcha Bunim is continuing this thought, and he points out that the word areka is closely related to the word yira, which is fear. Deriyahu oisiyus yira. And very fascinatingly, that it seems that if you interface with a tzaddik and you behold his countenance, then einecha royes merecha does not only enhance your ability to learn more Torah just by looking at the tzaddik, or an enhanced absorption of the Torah that you're learning just by looking at the tzaddik, but by looking at your Rebbe, it's a tzgula that you should have Yira Shemayim, and if you have Yira Shemayim, al yidei yira nimshach alav chut shel chesed ulahatol mimavus nafsham ulahafdiyosam berov v'nimtokim kol hagvuros v'hadinim mimenu v'oven. That Yira Shemayim is a very important prerequisite for limud haTorah. The Torah has to come with yira, and this yira is not only connected to the understanding the Torah, but it also will guard the person from dinin, from midas hadin, from being harmed in any way. The Yira Shemayim is ashmira. And this, in a fascinating way, will again answer the question that we're focusing on. El Ovretz Asher Ereka, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that Avraham Avinu should start his journey literally with a shmira, because Asher Ereka, this, he will be able to, as a result of following the tzivri of Hashem and allowing other people to look at him and absorb Kedusha, this will allow the tzaddik to have shmira, and it will also allow the people who behold him to have shmira, very fascinatingly. And with this, perhaps we can understand that the minig in Klal Yisrael, Moida Ani Lefanecha, Melechai V'Kayim Shechazal Tobi V'Nishmosi V'Kayim Lo, Rabba Reishis Choch Meiras Hashem. This is the first thing that is said by Jewish children in the morning, according to the formula prescribed by our Chazal. So we're starting our day emphasizing Yira. Avraham Avinu started his journey, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending him, with the Shmira and with Yira Shemayim. These are a couple of the amazing points brought forward by this piece of Torah. Now, this shir, which we just said, connects closely to a few words which the Geren Rebbe Rabbi Avraham Malka, known as the Imre Emres, gave at the Chanukah Sabayis of Yeshivos Chachmei Lublin, which was erected just a couple of years before World War II. And very briefly, he quoted the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the Gemara Mesestis Shabbos, Oil Mishi Yeshli Tiro Ledalte Vedalte Leovid. Omar Rabbi Anai said this, Maima, woe is to he who has the facade of a home, but doesn't have a house behind the facade. And Rashi says that the facade, the fronting of the house, is the Torah, and the house itself is even. And the Baal Shem used this to explain what happened at the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov Avinu left Yeshivas Shem Ve'Ebra, where he hid himself for so many years learning Torah day and night, and he went to sleep on Har Moriah, and he experienced Yireh. Yaakov Avinu fell asleep and he saw the sulam. V'ikatz Yaakov Mishnosai v'yorma Ochin Yesh Hashem l'mokam hazeh v'anoichi lo yadati v'yiro v'yorma manora mokam hazeh. Yaakov Avinu experienced great fear after he awoke from the sulam, the dream. So the Baal Shem connected this Gemara Masechtas Shabbos to the sphere of Yaakov Avinu. The Baal Shem says that Yaakov Avinu thought that he already accomplished what he needed to accomplish with the limud haTorah in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever all those years. He didn't sleep. He thought he already did it. He achieved what he has to achieve. But then he experienced Yira, and he realized that the Yira is the most important thing. It's the bias. And the diuk is beautiful, because Yaakov Avinu says, Ki ein ze beis Elokim v'ze shar ha-shamayim. This that I learned the 14 years first, that was just the shah. That was just the tirol ledalta. But this is the bias. The yiva is the bias. That's the ikar. So the brozo and the hope of the Rebbe Rav Amorta says this should be a yeshiva, that the limud haTorah is the front piece of the bias, which is Yira Shemayim. And the Torah and the Yira Shemayim has to come together. So here at the beginning of Klal Yisrael, Parshas Lech Lecha, there is emphasized in this beautiful Torah from Rav Simcha Bunim that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that he should travel and give over Kedusha, which is coupled with Yira, and that's connected to El Oretz Asher Ereka. You will show yourself to the Klal, to the world, and as a result, they will be able to absorb your Kedusha together with Yira Shemaim. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help. Tara Libeinu Liavdecha B'Emes, we should be able to learn Torah, have Yira Shemaim, we should be Zoyetet this Bonim of Nebonim, Oizkim B'Torah, with mitzvahs lishma, then this should be a shnas bula b'yeshua for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.